Conflicts of life. I hope you had a good day. If you didn't, today's show is just for you. Today on the Conflicts of Life, we're going to be talking about how to deal with discouragement. And that's a heavy, heavy topic that many of us are dealing with due to our day-to-day situations or whatever. If you look at what I posted up on our blog, it says a stale marriage, a chronic health condition, prolonged periods of unemployment. Discouragement sets in when you start to feel a sense of hopelessness about your future, when it seems like the troubling circumstances you're going through won't ever improve. But if you look beyond your circumstances to God, you'll discover the real hope and better future that He promises you. Well, some of you guys may be saying, yeah, that sounds good, but I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been hoping, I've been trying to do this and that, and my situation still has not changed. All right. If that is you, then this show is for you. So we will be right back shortly, and we will get this party started. In the meanwhile, enjoy. Ron Canole will be right back after this break.
I can't seem to find my way. I'm searching for the deep, but all I find is hollowness inside. I've been floating in this ocean like a bottle. I'm just trying to find a home. I wonder if what you read will be just like a novel when you open me up alone. 'Cause
there's a lot of fishes, they are different, I'm watching them as they swimming by, and everybody's telling me to go and live your life, go and get it right, but I did it like a fool, didn't even listen to my master, did it my way and it ended in a disaster, got a little impatient and wanna move faster, built a house on a foundation that wouldn't last, but I see, every moment that's slipping by, more is being written in the pages of my life, and it's chilling in this hollow frame, was hollering at dames, now I hollow be thy name, never to be the same, still my past make it hard to forget, took cues from the world, makes it hard to commit. I'm ashamed just thinking about sharing all of my sins. As you open me up, just know that I've been forgiven. I need my mind renewed with the truth and to redefine what the definition of beauty is. No matter how the pages of the past look, when I find you, we co-authoring the rest of this book. I've been
floating in this ocean like a bottle. I'm just trying to find my home. I wonder if what you read will be just like a novel when you open me up alone. 'Cause I feel it like I can't wait to be you. You know I want to. I feel it like I can't wait to be you. You know I want to. I feel it like you can't wait to be me.
Gotta hit rock bottom, but it's hard down there where a character starts from. True colors show when the storms like flags on ships trying to find new homes. And I hit a couple lows, dug my whole sunset but rose. Joy in the morning, no need to mourn, 'cause he rose on the third. A dozen thorns set my path, road to Damascus. So far gone, not even coke bottle glasses could help me see the depth of the gashes he took for me to grant me access. Took the weight of my baggage, paid my debt, Past due taxes, no degree burns, except for matches. Eternity is my biggest asset.
I'm weathered, kinda beaten down. Hope I'll be everything you need. I gave him ashes for beauty. My story isn't finished. Show me grace now while you weep, because it's made me who you see.
I've been floating in this ocean like a bottle. I'm just trying to find a home. I wonder if what you read will be just like a novel. When you open me up alone.
Welcome back. Thank you for that. Ron Canole, I like that song. All right. Anyway, everybody, let's get started on what we need to be talking about today. Again, thank you for joining us here on the Conflicts of Life. Today's show is very, very, hopefully, encouraging. All right. Let's talk about the word discouraged. All right. The word discouraged, it actually means a loss of confidence or enthusiasm, or, and I like this term here, Dispiritedness means your spirit is down, your energy level is down, your emotional levels are down. And so we want to take a few minutes before we get into how to solve these problems, which I have a whole list of them, but I want to talk about this just a little bit about, you know, what causes a person to be discouraged in the first place. And so I think that one of the things that initially will cause you to be discouraged is the fact that sometimes we have hopes and dreams and we have expectations. And after so much time has gone by and those hopes and dreams and expectations go unmet, then that leads to different levels of emotions that tends to drag us down in areas that we don't want to be. So I think we need to start there. What is eating at you? What is it that's causing you to be discouraged? Or here's a better one, especially for those who are entrepreneurs. The question I want to ask you is this. What is it that you was hoping to accomplish that you weren't able to do no matter how hard you tried? What is it that you tried to focus on, and no matter how many times you tried to focus on it, no matter how much effort you put into it, things just don't seem to pan out? Because that's part of where discouragement comes from. Discouragement basically starts from a point of what we would call courage. In other words, you have the courage to do something. And courage to do something means that, you know, others didn't even try to do it, but you had the courage to do it. You had the courage to try it. But along the way, you laid your plans. You had your ideas. But in the end, it didn't work out the way you thought it should work out. And so maybe you tried a little bit of different methods, and that didn't work out. So the point is that how people become discouraged oftentimes, it's not because you're being lazy. It's not because you didn't try. People get that wrong all the freaking time. It has nothing to do with you, your lack of trying. It has to do with the fact that you keep on trying and get no results. And that's what leads to discouragement.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think that discouragement is also the root of hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
When you've been trying and you've been doing and you've been doing and you've been making some moves in your life, and it
mm-hmm,
seems like
mm-hmm.
there hasn't been any fruit produced from those
mm-hmm.
activities that you've been doing, and so you feel like it's all in vain, and that
ooh, that's good.
You're just doing it and you're not getting the results, and so you feel a lack of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that hopelessness and discouragement comes from a lack of vision, when you don't see anything, when you don't see where things are going, everything seems like it's at a standstill.
Yep.
You don't see anything happening. It just seems like there's just total silence.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times discouragement comes from that. And it doesn't even have to necessarily mean that there's anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be having financial problems. You don't have to be going through relationship issues or having problems with your children. Discouragement just comes from a lack of movement, a lack of productive movement in your life where you don't see fruit from your labors.
That's right.
And
then you start questioning yourself, hey, why am I even doing this? You
right.
know, at first when you started, you felt energetic, you felt
right.
enthusiastic about it, you were telling people about it. And one of the sure signs that you're starting to get discouraged is that you stop communicating about what you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
You end up feeling a little embarrassed because
right.
you told everybody about your vision. You told yourself about it. You got up excited.
Right.
And now you've been hustling and trying and trying and nothing is happening. And so you just, now you're doubting, you know?
Right. And that's where that vision, you have to keep your vision ever before you. You have to keep believing that it's going to come to pass. You have to continue visualizing it, speaking it, even when those discouraging moments come, because they will come.
But how do you do that if, now, let me clarify this before I say it. Some people start things and they just constantly starting and stopping, starting and stopping, starting and stopping. But you have other people who have been on the path and trying to grind at it for months and for years and nothing has happened. How do you encourage yourself to keep on going without quitting? How do you do that? How do you encourage yourself at that point?
Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You cannot lose your faith. You cannot grow weary in well doing. I know that it doesn't seem like things are coming to pass the way you want it to come,
mm-hmm.
but you have to keep your faith and you have to keep that vision in front of you, because without a vision, people perish anyway.
Right, right.
So you have to keep your vision before you.
I think the word that, while you were talking to me, the word that's hitting into my head is staleness,
mm-hmm.
not stillness. Stillness is when you can quiet your spirit from talking, all that chatter of discouragement. It's all in your head.
Mm-hmm.
These conversations that you're having in your head saying, I don't think this is going to work. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not stillness. But staleness, going back to what you said earlier, no lack of movement of your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that is very discouraging is, you know, you've been on the grind. You've been doing everything you possibly can, and you are seeing staleness in the progress of your vision. But somebody else on the other side, they could maybe have tried one or two things, and oh my God, it just blew up like crazy. And
that's where you go wrong at.
Talk to me about that.
Whenever you look at another person's life and you start doing the comparison game, you're already going to be in a deeper state of depression and discouragement, because comparing yourself to others is the thief of joy.
Wait a minute, say that again?
Comparing yourself to other people is the thief of joy.
Oh, somebody need to tweet that out.
If you want to be discouraged, start comparing your life to other people. Well, they're going on vacation for spring break. They're going to summer vacations, and their family looks to be happy, and I'm struggling here and I'm struggling there. You want to be upset and you want to be discouraged, compare yourself and your life to other people. Comparison is the thief of joy. Whenever I compare myself to someone else, I'm automatically going into a state of depression, because I'm already asking all of the questions that are not relevant to my life. Well, why are they so happy? Well,
oh,
why are they
God.
Being blessed? And why isn't this
wow.
happening for me? You automatically going to get depressed when you start thinking like that. You have to focus on your own vision. You have to only focus on what you're doing.
Wow.
Because as soon as you take your eyes off of what you're supposed to be doing, your joy is going to slip from you very quickly.
You know, it is amazing. Oh, my God, what a golden nugget that was. You know, I just went through a discouraging situation just the other day, and you and I had talked about it. And now, based on what you just said, I remember I was comparing myself to others. And when I kept on comparing myself to them, discouragement did set in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it appeared like, hey, I'm working even harder than they are. I'm doing more than they are.
Yeah, they're doing
and yet
better.
They're getting these
results mm-hmm.
almost daily. And yet, here I am trying, and I don't see nothing. And what I was doing exactly what you said. I was comparing myself.
Your journey is not everybody else's journey, and that's what I have to that's what I've learned to realize, is that your journey in life, your path in life, will never be at the same pace as others. Because sometimes there are some things that we may not see and that needs to be worked out. There may be some character issues in you that needs to be dealt with. It just may not be the timing, because to everything there is a season, there is a timing for everything. So your timing may not be at the same timing as theirs. Your preparation may require a little bit longer preparation. Sometimes that season of preparation can be very long, and it can be very hard and burdensome because you're in a waiting season for a very long time.
Mm.
And nobody likes the waiting season, because in the waiting season, you don't see anything.
You feel a lot of weight in that season.
Very much so.
In other words, the pressure of having to keep on grinding. You know, the Lord shared with me something, and I'll share this with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord told me, Pat, you know what? Stop looking at the results and just keep looking at the effort. Continue
yes.
to put in the effort, but don't even stare at the results.
Because you'll get discouraged.
You will.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember years ago when I was little, my dad taught us how to save money. And he saved money with quarters. And I remember he used to always say, you know what, when you get some pocket change, put those quarters and dimes away. And if you have a dollar that you can put away, put it away. But he said, when you put it away, never count it and never go back and look at it. He said, just continue to put it away. And as a result of my dad actually doing what he actually preached about. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people talk, but they don't do it. My dad actually did what he said he was going to do. So as a result of him doing that, I remember that one day he literally bought a Cadillac car with quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had saved up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of quarters over the years without counting them and keeping count of that. But when it was time to buy a car, he paid cash for the car with quarters.
Mm-hmm.
He used to take those, back in the days, they used to have those little paper sacks that you can put your quarters in. You remember that?
Right.
So he used to always, once he felt he had enough quarters, he would put them in them paper sacks and just store it away, hidden somewhere in the house. We didn't even know where he hid them,
mm-hmm.
right, growing up. But when it was time to buy that car, he took all these paper sack coins
mm-hmm.
down to the bank, cashed it in for money, and went and paid for a yellow Cadillac. I remember that old Cadillac.
Wow.
A yellow Cadillac with cash of quarters.
Wow.
Because he didn't look at how many he saved until he needed it. And at the moment when he needed it, it was more than enough that he had saved over time.
Wow.
Because he did what he said. Stop looking at the results and just keep on putting
keep
those
moving.
Quarters away. Keep on moving. Don't worry about the results. Don't worry about what it looked like. You just keep doing your due diligence. And I think if you keep your eyes focused on your goal, you won't have time to keep your eyes on somebody else's goal, which is what you're saying.
So where do you feel the root of discouragement comes from? I know we talked about comparing yourself to
mm-hmm.
other people. We talked about your vision or your dreams.
Good question.
Not coming to pass, but some people may be dealing with discouragement from other things, like maybe financial
yes.
woes in their family.
Yes.
It could be their health.
Yes.
It could be their child is on drugs or their child is causing them a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at it like this. The word encouragement, meaning that you have courage in on the inside.
Mm.
But when you have discouragement, it's kind of like it's leaking out of you.
Yes.
So you're leaking out of courage. So there's a leakage there. And so the very strength, emotional strength, which is what encouragement is, it's an emotional strength to deal with a challenge. Okay? That's why it takes courage, because you're dealing with a challenge.
So it's sort of like what David said, and David encouraged himself.
He had to.
In the Lord.
He had to encourage. In other words, he had to replenish his courage. It's
kind of
like
that?
A gas tank, you know, over time. And this happens to anybody. That's why nobody needs to feel wrong or bad or, you know, get away from people who are trying to put you down because you're having a discouraged day. One of the things, and let's talk about that. All right. I have a list for you guys. Now, let's get into that. All right. One of the things on this list of many that it talks about to help you deal with your encouragement, sorry for the paper shuffles, but one of the things it says is spend time with someone who isn't discouraged.
That's good.
Time in that person's positive presence will naturally make you feel better yourself.
That's good.
So in other words, oftentimes it's just the fact that you ran out of gas. You're just tired.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, we're discouraged because we're trying too much too soon and we're not pacing ourselves for the distance. In other words, we start with a great idea or we're dealing with a challenge, but our expectations is that it should be accomplished by this time.
That's good.
And when we put those expectations, and I want to talk about that too, because unmet expectations is another root of why we enter into discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
But as we're not pacing ourselves for the challenge and where our expectations are set on sooner results,
mm-hmm.
and that date or that deadline goes past and we still don't get what we want, we become discouraged. So let's talk about unmet expectations. Okay. One of the things I have learned through many different pain points in my life is to learn to control what I expect. And I have learned to not expect a whole lot out of people.
Mm-hmm.
I really have.
Because people
will promise you things. People will say things to you. And I'm not saying that they have bad intentions when they said it. They maybe had good intentions when they said it.
Right.
But the fact is that me putting my faith into what they said and believing it 200%, and if it doesn't happen, now I'm discouraged.
Right.
Now I'm disillusioned.
Right.
Now I'm holding bitterness and anger. One of the things I learned to do is lower my expectations. I hear what you're saying when you promise me something, but my bar of expectations from you is a little bit lowered. Why do I do that? Well, the only person I feel that I need to hold that high up is God himself, because God cannot break his word.
Right.
And so if God said something, I expect him to do it.
Right.
But that's an issue too. So I'm going to throw a question back to you. What do you do when you're dealing with an illness or a loss, or going back to what you said, loss of job and this and that, mm-hmm. and you're believing God and nothing happens? What do you do? Ball back in your court.
You cry. No, I mean, it happens. I mean, there's really, you go through it. You have to go through that process.
And what's the process, though? Because you're believing God like the Bible said. The Bible said faith without works is dead. And you know, Hebrews 11:1, and, you know.
Well, like you said, you have to be around people who can lift you up, people that can encourage you. You have to stimulate your mind with books and inspirational stuff that will actually encourage your spirit and your mind. One of the things that I feel that has helped me through some very discouraging times in my life when I was believing God for something and it didn't happen is to reflect back on the things that he did do that I was not expecting. Give thanks. Be grateful for the things that he has done. I think if you can just create a list of things that God has done for you in your life since you were, you can even go back from childhood on up to adulthood. If you can just write down some things that God has done and be grateful for those things, because I believe God blesses grateful people. He, just like the children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they were murmuring and complaining. Murmuring and complaining does not change your situation.
Yeah.
I know we would think that God will oh, God will hear me complaining and he's going to respond quickly. No, he's not going to respond that way. And I've learned that the hard way.
Mm.
But when you give thanks, when you can say, yes, I may not like the car that I'm driving right now, but thank God I have a car to drive.
Yeah.
I may not like the job that I'm working in right now, but thank God that I have a job. If you can just get your mind in a state of gratitude and gratefulness, I guarantee you, you will lift yourself up. One of the other things that has also helped me with discouragement is worship.
Mm.
Put on some worship music. If you're a worshiper, if you're not a worshiper, worship actually stirs the waters inside of you. It encourages you. I don't know what it is about worship, but there's something about music that just lifts the spirit. Even if it's just for a few hours, but if you continually do that, continually in your car, going to work, instead of playing some music that you know is not going to encourage you, put on some worship, put on some encouraging music. And sometimes the music can change the atmosphere. It can change you as well.
You know, as you were talking to me, there's a scripture in the Bible that popped up in my head. So a lot of stuff popping up in my head when you talk. But one of the scripture that popped up in my head was the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes.
You remember they said something when they were being accused and threatened. What they said was, you know, hey, even if God doesn't deliver us, we still will believe what we're going to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they left room for disappointment.
Yeah.
See, a lot of us, we say, well, you know, the word says this, and I'm standing on the word. But you're trying to demand that God do something that he may not do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that you should not stand on the word. I'm not telling you that. But what I am saying is, what if he doesn't decide to move forward in the way you think that he would? Now you're disappointed with even God himself. And that's just the truth. Oftentimes we're disappointed with God because, hey, God, I will stand on your word. You said faith without works is dead. You said you will heal my body. You by stripes I'm healed. And we quote these scriptures, but I like what the Hebrew boys did. They left room for God to say no. They left room for things not to happen, and they still made adjustments in their minds that even if things don't happen the way I expect them to, I'm still going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. I really do.
It's easy. I think sometimes people say that with their mouths, but their heart doesn't believe it so.
Yeah.
And one of the things with discouragement is a hidden state of bitterness.
Yep.
And I think that a lot of times you may be saying all of these religious things out of your mouth, but deep down inside, there's a hidden bitterness in you that you haven't dealt with, or you don't even know that's there.
Yes.
So even though you're saying, okay, it's all right, it must not be God's will, you know, all of the religious things we say.
Yeah.
But we really don't mean it in our hearts, and we're bitter about it. So I think that needs to be checked as well as you're walking through situations where you're feeling like God has let you down.
Yeah.
Do a heart check every now and then to see where your heart really is, because he will reveal it to you.
Yeah. Well, listen, everybody, we're running out of time. We got the notification that we're running out of time. So this is a great conversation. Lady Sagacity, thank you so much for coming on the show. But anyway, listen, everybody, if you want to reach us, just hit us up on our Facebook page, The Conflicts of Life. And in our email address is theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. Theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. All right. So anyway, great show today. We will be recording more shows, and we are on KEBN Radio right here in the DFW. All right, everybody. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we will be talking to you soon. Remember, put encouragement back into you. Or as I like to say, DGU, don't give up.